听力课堂，听 class.com。
Side by Side by Stephen J. Malinsky and Bill Bliss, Book 2.
We're gonna have a conversation.
Chapter 1, Page 1, Vocabulary Preview. 1. Days of the Week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.2. Months of the year. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November.December. 3. Seasons. Spring, summer, fall, autumn, winter. Page 2. What do you like to do on the weekend? Listen to the first model.
What do you like to do on the weekend?
I like to read.
Listen to the second model.
What does Ron like to do on the weekend?
He likes to go to the mall.
Do exercises 1 through 5. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin.1.
What do Mr. and Mrs. Johnson like to do on the weekend?
They like to watch TV.
2.
What does Tom like to do on the weekend?
He likes to play basketball.
3.
What does Sally like to do on the weekend?
She likes to go to the beach.
4.
What do you and your friends like to do on the weekend?
We like to chat online.
5.
What does your grandmother like to do on the weekend?
She likes to go hiking.
Page 3. Talk about it. What do they like to do? Listen.
Robert likes to cook. He cooks every day. He cooked yesterday. He's cooking right now. He's going to cook tomorrow. As you can see, Robert really likes to cook.
Irene likes to play the piano.She plays the piano every day. She played the piano yesterday. She's playing the piano right now. She's going to play the piano tomorrow. As you can see, Irene really likes to play the piano.
Jimmy and Patty like to swim. They swim every day. They swam yesterday. They're swimming right now. They're going to swim tomorrow. As you can see, Jimmy and Patty really like to swim.
Jonathan likes to write. He writes every day. He wrote yesterday. He's writing right now. He's going to write tomorrow. As you can see, Jonathan really likes to write.
Page 4. Are you going to cook spaghetti this week? Listen to the model.
Are you going to cook spaghetti this week?
No, I'm not. I cooked spaghetti last week. And I don't like to cook spaghetti very often.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line as speak. We'll begin. 1.
Are you going to watch videos today?
No, I'm not. I watched videos yesterday, and I don't like to watch videos very often.
2.
Are you going to drive downtown this weekend?
No, I'm not. I drove downtown last weekend, and I don't like to drive downtown very often.
3.
Is Mrs. Miller going to plant flowers this spring?
No, she isn't. She planted flowers last spring, and she doesn't like to plant flowers very often.
4.
Is your father going to make pancakes this morning?
No, he isn't. He made pancakes yesterday morning, and he doesn't like to make pancakes very often.
5.
Are Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins going to the mall this Saturday?
No, they aren't. They went to the mall last Saturday, and they don't like to go to the mall very often.
6.
Are you and your friends going skiing this December?
No, we aren't. We went skiing last December, and we don't like to go skiing very often.
7.
Are you going to write letters tonight?
No, I'm not. I wrote letters last night, and I don't like to write letters very often.
8.
Is Dave going to clean his room this week?
No, he isn't. He cleaned his room last week, and he doesn't like to clean his room very often.
9.
Are you and your family going to Wonder World this year?
No, we aren't. We went to Wonder World last year, and we don't like to go to Wonder World very often.
Page 5. How to say it. Talking about likes and dislikes. Listen.
Do you like spaghetti?
Yes, I do.
Do you like rock music?
No, I don't, but I like jazz. Do you like to dance?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to ski?
No, I don't, but I like to skate.
Page 6. What are you going to give your wife? Listen to the model.
What are you going to give your wife for her birthday?
I don't know. I can't give her a necklace. I gave her a necklace last year.
How about flowers?
No, I can't give her flowers. I gave her flowers 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give her?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
Do exercises 1 through 5. You will hear the correct line after you speak. 1. We'll begin.
What are you going to give your husband for his birthday?
I don't know. I can't give him a watch. I gave him a watch last year.
How about a briefcase?
No, I can't give him a briefcase. I gave him a briefcase 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give him?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
2. We'll begin.
What are you going to give your girlfriend for her birthday?
I don't know. I can't give her perfume. I gave her perfume last year.
How about a bracelet?
No, I can't give her a bracelet. I gave her a bracelet 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give her?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
3. We'll begin.
What are you going to give your boyfriend for his birthday?
I don't know. I can't give him a jacket. I gave him a jacket last year.
How about a sweater?
No, I can't give him a sweater. I gave him a sweater 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give him?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
4. You begin.
What are you going to give your grandmother for her birthday?
I don't know. I can't give her flowers. I gave her flowers last year.
How about candy?
No, I can't give her candy. I gave her candy 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give her?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
5. You begin.
What are you going to give your daughter for her birthday?
I don't know. I can't give her a bicycle. I gave her a bicycle last year.
How about a doll?
No, I can't give her a doll. I gave her a doll 2 years ago.
Well, what are you going to give her?
I don't know. I really have to think about it.
Page 7. What did your parents give you? Listen to the model.
What did your parents give you for your birthday?
They gave me a CD player.
Do exercises 1 through 4. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
What did you give your parents for their anniversary?
I gave them a painting.
2.
What did Mr. Lee's grandchildren give him for his birthday?
They gave him a computer.
3.
What did your children give you and your wife for your anniversary?
They gave us a plant.
4.
I forget. What did you give me for my last birthday?
I gave you a purple blouse with pink polka dots.
Page 8. Very good friends, East and West. Listen. Eric and Susan are very good friends. They grew up together. They went to high school together. And they went to college together. Now Eric lives in California and Susan lives in New Jersey. Even though they live far apart, they're still very good friends. They write to each other very often. He writes her letters about life on the West Coast. And she writes him letters about life on the East Coast. They never forget each other's birthday. Last year, he sent her some CDs, and she sent him a wallet. Eric and Susan help each other very often. Last year, he lent her money when she was in the hospital. And she gave him advice when he lost his job. Eric and Susan like each other very much. They were always very good friends, and they still are. Very good friends, North and South. Listen. Carlos and Maria are our very good friends. For many years, we went to church together. We took vacations together, and our children played together. Now, Carlos and Maria live in Florida, and we still live here in Wisconsin. Even though we live far apart, we're still very good friends. We communicate with each other very often on the Internet. We send them messages about life up north. And they send us messages about life down south. We never forget each other's anniversaries. Last year, we sent them Wisconsin cheese, and they sent us Florida oranges. We also help each other very often. Last year, we lent them money when they bought a new van. And they gave us advice when we sold our house and moved into a condominium. We like each other very much. We were always very good friends. And we still are. Page 9. Listening. Listen and choose the correct answer. 1.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
2.
What do you do in the summer?
3.
When did you clean your apartment?
4.
What did you give your parents for their anniversary?
5.
Where did you and your friends go yesterday?
6.
How often do they send messages to each other?
7.
What did he give her?
8.
When are you going to make pancakes?
Page 9. Pronunciation. Contrastive stress. Listen, then say it.
I'm not going to clean my room this week. I cleaned my room last week. I'm not going to make pancakes this morning. I made pancakes yesterday morning.
Say it.
Then listen.
I'm not going to watch videos tonight. I watched videos last night. I'm not going to write letters this evening. I wrote letters yesterday evening.
End of chapter 1.